Blog Talk Radio.
Of its founders.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
Father, in Jesus' name, we came to you to praise you and to pray that this program will bring all of us closer to you. Bless us all with your presence, bring us to your arms, send us your Holy Spirit to guide us in all the truth. Bless our guests, our brother Fritz, bless all of us. And let your kingdom come, and let all of us, all of your children, become stronger, become wiser. After we hear this testimony of this man, of this warrior, that gave so much for this cause, that is the truth and the salvation of souls. We praise you, Lord, We praise you, Father, and we pray in Yahushua Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for your presence. Thank you for listening to this show. Brothers and sisters, prayer warriors, true worshipers of Yahushua, welcome to Demolishing Strongholds show. Today we have the pleasure, the honor to announce you that we will have here a great, great warrior of our cause, a man that has paid a price for loving this cause, for loving the truth, to expose the evil, a man that during his path with Jesus Christ has been in valleys of shadow, on high mountains also, and he will be here to share with us his heart, his mind, his intentions. We have the pleasure to announce you that we have with us tonight or today, Fritz Springmeier. First, let me tell you that if there is a reason of existing this program at these days, it's because in the middle 90s, people like Fritz Springmeier start exposing a hidden world that was hidden to the majority of Christians, a hidden world of darkness, of corruption, of pure evil that is being perpetuated on this modern age through a lot of people that we are used to see as examples, social examples in our life, people that have success, have the responsibility to conduct us to a better future. And what this man did, amongst others, it was to expose the real face of this gentleman. He presented us with a book called The Bloodlines of the Illuminati. He shared a lot of information that cost him a lot of pride through his familiar life, his reputation, the career, and even he had to pay a price for being convicted as a criminal, as a violent criminal. And even today, a lot of people is talking about Fritz Springmeier as a man that it's not worthy of our trust, because now they're saying that he is an informer from Illuminati, he is an insider. And this program will not have the purpose to judge Fritz Springmeier, because we judge not according what the persons of people mind pose. We judge by the fruit, as that was what Jesus told us to do. As followers of Jesus, we don't look for perfection in anybody. We are not perfect also. And for sure, Fritz, it's not a perfect person, at least not yet. But when we look for the life, the example of life of Fritz, we can see a lot of good fruit. As I said before, if tonight we are going to talk about this hidden reality and try to connect to these modern happenings, actual happenings that are surrounding us, and especially in America, all the things that are happening in the black community and all around the world, that's because people like Fritz Springmeier was one of the first to come and give his face to expose all the infiltrations of a dark seed of people that only cares about control,
money. Brothers and sisters, one of the purposes of bringing Fritz Springmeier, that's because I want to give him an opportunity to answer for those that now are telling that he is not where he was. We are not here to judging the person. We are here to recompense Fritz for all the sacrifices he has done to his life. And even if we want to respect everybody, I have a concept to those that now are preaching the lukewarm gospels on churches and never stop the deceptions of tithings, those that do the work of God with the money of the others. I will give you an example. What have you suffered for the truth? What was your sacrifices for now criticizing and calling people like Fritz Springmeier that made us all aware of that hidden reality that we are now all awakening for it? Before you throw a stone on people like Fritz Springmeier, think about what sacrifices have you really made, because that's what you are going to answer to your judge on your judgment day. And that judgment day is coming. Fritz has made a lot of sacrifice on his familiar welfare, on his career. He's a man dedicated 100% to this cause. For sure he's not perfect. I am not perfect. But let the first that is perfect to cast the first stone to him. And more than this, you will hear the courage of this man, because I know even being imprisoned, even being convicted as a crime that does not fit with his profile, I know that the same Fritz Springmeier is inside of him. Maybe more wiser, but he's the same courage man. He didn't give up to fight for this cause. That is the truth. So please, welcome. Let's enjoy some music first, and we will bring our guests real soon. May the Lord bless us all. God bless you.
About grace, forget blaming race. Are you ready to trace how your DNA was laced? You see what sense it makes when you understand a snake was a being with no soul. Procreating was his goal, yet the serpent had a plan to pollute God's man. Don't say he can't do it. The book of Job can't prove it. Can't understand the truth. It became the evil root. Now we see the ancient death and the rest of us got dead. You see the DNA got tainted and the whole world's related. Where the good seed has grown, it hasn't grown alone.
You see the serpent had a seed and he did. And as he did, and he did it with more even. Yes, he surely did conceive. And out came Cain with the Lord God to Cain. Ain't it a shame? The seed, it still remains. Yeah, it's hard to believe, but if you have eyes to see. And we know it's hard to hear, but once you lend us your ear, the words are written down. And we know the seed's around, and your DNA's in here. And now you know the mystery.
You think about the family the Bible talks about. Now listen to these verses and learn what it's about. The women of the family that God cared about couldn't have any children without his help, no doubt. They were barren, you see, not one, two, or three, but all four and more, and that's for sure. All these women from the tribes had no children in their lives, and here they are by name. Now listen to this thing. We got Sarah and Rebecca, Rachel, Leah to boot, and none of these women could bear any fruit. And new seeds in town to bring that devil down. God did it with blood, not just mud. The name Adam in Hebrew, it's a root word for blood. It means many things, just one means mud. But the Bible has where just
to believe, but if you have eyes to see, and we know it's hard to hear, but won't you lend us your ear? The words are written down, and we know the seeds around, and your DNA's the key, and now you know the mystery.
So now you know the truth, that's the devil's type of fruit, with not the kind for eating, but the fruit for the craving. So when Eve was beguiled, she got pregnant and defiled. The new way of life was to work and live in strife. Now the entire human race was headed for disgrace. But the Lord had a plan, he had a son made into man. And that's who we are, from a distant planet star, making right what was wrong, and to teach it through the song. We are mostly mixed and mingled, not just one group is single. The human race has been infected, and it can be detected. It's not the color of your skin, or the nation you live in. It's all about the choice. His sheep will know his voice.
You see, the serpent had a seed, and he did an empty deed, and he did it with more even. Yes, you surely did conceive. And out came Cain with the Lord God to Cain. Ain't it a shame? The seed, it still remains. Yes, it's hard to believe, but if you have eyes to see, and we know it's hard to hear, but once you lend us your ear, the words are written down, and we know the seed's around, and your DNA's the key, and now you know the mystery. You see, the serpent had a seed, and he did an empty deed. And he did it with more even, yes, you surely did conceive. And out came Cain with the Lord God to Cain. Ain't it a shame? The seed, it still remains. Yeah, it's hard to believe, but if you have eyes to see, and we know it's hard to hear, but once you lend us your ear, the words are written down, and we know the seed's around, and your DNA is key, and now you know the...
Some days soon they're gonna pull the old time. Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no secret is revealed. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
Somebody tell me and answer if you can. I want someone to tell me what is the soul of a man. I'm going to ask a question, answer if you can. Will anyone here tell me what is the soul of a man? I need some.
confirm, press pound. To re-record, press 1. To listen again, press 2. To cancel your message, press 4. To confirm, press pound.
Okay.
To re-record, press 1. To listen again, press 2. To cancel your message, press 4. To confirm, press pound.
See if it is Springmeier. I guess it is. Brother, can you hear me? Okay. Something here. Hello? Brother Fritz, can you hear me? Please, Ruth, if you can check with Brother Fritz, tell him that I am unable to call him because I have a lady, a machine answering me my call. We'll try again. Okay. Can you hear me, Brother Fritz? I will try to call you again. Hold on. Let's go. Hope it works now. Yes, but I can't hear you.
The person cannot be reached at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone. After you leave a message, you can modify it by pressing pound.
I am receiving here in Skype. Fritz is on Skype with me, but I am unable to call him on the phone. Let me check if we can fix this. Please, Ruth, just tell him I am trying to connect with him. Okay, let's try again. Because it's not the voice of our brother Springmeier, it's some lady checking. Okay. I don't have it you here. Let me confirm again, but I was receiving some kind of message by a lady. It was not the voice of our brother. I have here the number of Brother Fritz, but it's not muted, and he can't hear me. Or at least I can hear him. Can you hear me, brother?
Your message has reached the maximum duration allowed. To re-record, press...
No. I'm sorry, but I am having some real problems here to use the number that I'm muting him on Skype. Okay, Brother Fritz is telling me that he's going to call me on Skype. So please, let's try this way. I hope that we can fix this problem. You know that is a long distance, but I have already persons here from the West Coast, and Okay, I am receiving here some call. From another number, let me check. I really hope. I hope that Brother Fritz can call us, because his phone is just giving some message. I can't hear him. There is a lady there telling press 1, press 2, press 3. Maybe I should try again, I don't know. Okay, brother, if you can hear me, I will call you again. Oops. I have a number here. Okay, let's see if we can talk with each other now. Can you hear me now? Brother Fritz, can you hear me?
I can hear you on this phone, but you're not calling
okay.
My Skype.
I am
number.
Hearing you. I am hearing you already now. Can you hear me now?
Okay, we'll do it through my phone. We'll skip the Skype.
Hold on. You can hear me, or please just let me know. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I am hearing you. I am contacting you by your number, so I guess finally we've made it. I guess it's okay. Can you stay on this phone?
Yes.
Yes, this is a free call for our show, right?
Yes.
Did you use the number of the show, right?
I'm calling 818-688-6613.
Yeah. Okay, no problem. That's a free call. You can use it. No problem. So I want to thank you for being with us, Brother Fritz. It's a great pleasure. Please confirm me that you are hearing me fine. Can you hear me well?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe I can't hear you so well, but you can hear me well, right? So, once again, I want to thank you for joining us.
Well, it's an honor to be on here.
Well, our honor, and a lot of people on chat room are welcoming you to our gathering. This is a group of brothers that are willingly to know you better. This is a group of brothers that God made us to know from here, Europe. We were not counting to reach people in America. We were pretending to use this instrument to reach people in South America, to awaken more people for the reality of the gospel. But God is a God of surprises. God does everything he wants. And we have gathered a group of listeners on America that are, like us, tired of light, tired of darkness. So these persons, they are very happy to have you amongst us. Lots of them have already heard about you. So, brother, I want to start the show to tell you that it is because of people like you that today we have a remnant of true worshipers in the planet. It is because of people that sacrifice their comfort zones, their own lives, even thinking on the wealth, say, for third persons, like you did with the case of that woman that has a number, a name called Cisco, I guess, that you have tried to help her. So, brother, I think it's important for us to let us know a little bit of your story, starting in 90s when you start being famous with your book to the Prophecy Club and you start exposing the real shadow government we have. So if you don't mind, please give us some insight on that.
Well, since I have a Christian audience, I will just directly say that I felt called by our Heavenly Father to do this work. I was given three things to do: give people hope and expose evil, and the third thing was to call people back to the Word of God. And as you know, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So we move forward with His strength, and we move forward in love. And so in 1990, I started writing books exposing the world system. In 1991, I came out with a book, Be Wise as Serpents. And listeners are welcome to still purchase that. I ended up having to put it out in rough draft form because the final version of it was lost. That's another story. But I then, starting with the Be Wise as Serpents book, wrote seven books exposing Satan's hierarchy, the Illuminati, how they work, who they are, how they control us, how, you know, a lot of people know about the corporations. Lot of people know about corruption in government, but they don't know that there's a higher level beyond all of that. But if they take the Word of God as the truth, you know, in the Psalms, in the second Psalm, it says the rulers take counsel together against the Lord, you know. So all of these powerful people running these different countries, they collaborate against God. Even when they talk about being Christians or something like that, that's just for politics. But they actually are working against God. And if we look at God's word, we can see that a lot of these people in power just make pretensions. They're not sincere about serving the Lord. They just wear their Christianity as a badge to get votes. But no matter what happens, you know, the Lord's good, and it tells us that He's a stronghold that's like a fortress in the day of trouble, and He knows us. And it also tells us that we can be troubled on every side, but we're not distressed. And we can be persecuted, but we're not forgotten by God. And so we remember these things and we move forward. And it's been a big adventure for me for over 24 years since 1990, since I started publicly writing books exposing the world system for 24 years. It's been a big adventure.
Yes, I know, brother. I know. I can only imagine. I have started my path with the Lord in 1994, and I grew more with your testimony and people like you that in the end of the 90s starts producing these videos. Then in a decade, in a church where we only see that people are just there not because they love Christ or the truth, because they think they have a comfort zone there. That's how they... Now it's very easy for these guys that never really brought the truth to the persons, that continuing to fight for their deceptions, for their wallets, with deceptions like the money, like the fake history of men, that these guys know the truth, the history of church, and they don't want to give the truth because they are being rich with this fake gospel. So these are the guys that now are trying to expose you as an informer, as an ally of the Rothschilds. But these guys never ever gave their faces outside of their comfort zones to expose the real shadow governments, the real rules, the real archons that we have on this planet. People like you, people like Willard Schnellen, people like Steve Quayle and even Alex Jones, we know that nobody's perfect. We know that the pressure only goes up. But when we look for lives like yours and we see the fruits, we see how you have been a blessing for our growth and to bring us real food to our spirit, to our spirituality with the Lord. This goes much, much stronger in our hearts, and we feel humble to have contact with you. I know that you have suffered because you tried to help, and my doubt is if it is everything on the same time. When you try to help that woman that was a slave, a sexual slave of MKUPA Ultra program of the elite, it was in the same time when you wrote your book?
Well, I wrote the Be Wise as Serpents book, and I had other books to write, but I put those projects on hold. I put them on the shelf, so mm-hmm. to speak, to help these people that had been victims of the Illuminati mind control. And I didn't know whether I would be able to write any more books because I was so busy trying to help them. Because I mm-hmm. feel like that, you know, the bottom line is people. People is what's important. Writing books is not as important as helping people. So I felt called by God to help them. But then after helping them for several years, I was able to write some more books. So, but at the time I started helping them, I didn't know whether I would get back to writing or not. If mm-hmm. that helps answer your question.
Yes, I would like to know, people would like to know if the case of Cisco was the only one you were aware of, you have managed to help more people like her.
Could you ask that question again?
Yes.
I didn't understand the question.
I would like to know if there was more people that you have helped from that program, or it was a lonely case.
Yes, there were. But Cisco was the person that I spent the most time on, but there were many others. And as we freed her mind, she had parts of her mind that had been mind control programmers that then she was able to help other people because she understood the programming very well. So, yes, there were other people indeed.
And you, brother, still have contact with Cisco and the other people?
Well, Yeah, to some degree, not a lot. I haven't been helping people like that. I'm not at a place to help them. One of the things mm-hmm. that those kind of people need is a safe place, and I don't have any safe place for anybody now.
Yes. You are not the first person that we have on our show that deals with these persons, like the slave, sexual slaves and mind program people. We have been here with, I don't know if you know him, Pastor Doug Weeks, that he is also exposing these elites, the Prince Bernard from Holland and another royalty, from people that is helping to, uh-huh. to expose what's happening behind. So this is not a new thing for us here, at least for me, maybe for some listeners here, but not for all, because we are a group that we are mm-hmm. working together on these issues. And Pastor Doug Riggs, it's easy to find his work because you can Google or you can go to YouTube, and he has videos with people that gave their faces and exposed exactly the same issues you have exposed, even with more details, because some of them are real born from that royalties, are bastards, how they call them, because they don't want to admit that it's their son. But it's incredible, because in one of his videos we can see an old lady, not so old, but it's not a young woman, saying that he is sister of the Queen of England. And you look to her, and it's the same face, you see? And she uh-huh. has the same background of a mind program. And it's important for you to know that there are a lot of people now, like Russ Dizdar also, that talks about these issues, that you have planted a seed, and it's growing, it's still growing. So I guess that you have a lot of troubled times on your sentence. You have been under very pressures, but keep this in mind, my brother. It was not in vain. I guess God wants to encourage you that He is counting everything, and we are children of your sacrifice also. We are very thankful for every sacrifice you have done, even if you have failed in some issues, or you could do another way. But there is a group, there is a remnant of Christian people, true worshippers, that are not conformed with this systematic, manipulated system of tithings and deceptions, that are grateful to you. So keep this in mind. You are amongst your family.
Well, thank you very much, Jose. For all of us, we want to be encouraged. You know, we do things, and we may not immediately know that we're doing anything positive, but God will take what we do. He'll take the little bit that we contribute, and he will make something great out of that. So he really blesses us. We serve a good God. Thank you for your comments.
Yes brother. You are an example of sacrifice. Because I have read a little bit of your background. There are a lot of articles about this, especially after you've been sentenced to 7 years on jail. But the feeling that I get after reading... Sorry?
Actually, 8 years.
8 years, okay. The feeling that I get after the hearing and reading all the matter, all the issues, all the blogs, it's that you have been approached by persons that pretend to help you. And that's my feeling. I can be wrong, because I don't want to become this program to become the issue will become your sentence, your prison time. But it's important for people to understand this can happen to us. Fritz has had a lot of friends when he was on fame, and suddenly he was alone. And this happened with Christ, and can happen to everybody that start growing on the works of the kingdom of God. Satan works like this. When he can't destroy you, he infiltrates. And you were accused by friends, you were accused for things that I am not able to see you doing. You see, even if others that were with you would be able. So people now, and especially those people that we fight against their work, that are the good fake shepherds that never leave their comfort zones, they adapt their gospels to the world. They continuously pretend that they are in a position that can live with the money of the others, and then don't really leave everything for Christ. These are your critics. These are the guys of the systematic evangelic churches that criticize people like you that gave everything for the cause. So I want you to answer to these guys, because this problem is in your honor. It's for the glory of God, but it's in your honor. I want you to give your a time for answer these guys that calling you that you're promoting violence, that you, when you were caught by the justice, the world's justice, everything was clear that you were belonging to an extremist group. I want to give you time to answer to these persons, because it's very easy to write when you have the against you, when you have the world against you. But how much of them would do the same things, would sacrifice their comfort zones to help a real, real troubled woman that was being used as a slave, like sex slave from these reptiles? Would you like to give him your answer, brother?
I have promoted peace, and anybody that knows me knows that I have promoted peace. The newspaper said that I was a member of I'm forgetting what the name of the organization was, but they said that they claimed I was a terrorist and all of this stuff. But, there was nothing, that was just words. There was no proof or evidence or anything. They said I was a member of some terrorist group. That was just they just made that up. There was no evidence. There was no, they didn't have like a membership record or anything that they could show. You can say anything you want, but that doesn't mean that it's true.
And the strangest thing that they promote as a proof against you, it was that you were financing your war, your militia group, with selling marijuana drug that you were cultivating on your own house, on your background. This is incredible. For me, this is the same thing that they said who killed JFK, and then they killed him just because they need a scapegoat. So I guess it's important for people to understand that the same shadow government, the same shadow group of people that killed JFK, the same persons that framed Leonard Peltier, are the same they try to frame you. But I guess that God has a purpose on that, right, brother?
Right. you know, what the enemy meant for evil, God used for good. And I felt blessed. God used my 8 years in prison for things. And I can look back and see the hand of God on me and how he used that time. And now, fortunately, I've moved on to another phase where I'm released from prison, and I'm able to be on shows like this and continue encouraging the brothers and giving hope and exposing the evil.
Yes, and you are doing, because I know that you have been very active, like going to the Alex Jones show to comment the last happenings in America, like the riots in the Missouri. We will get to this, but it's important for people to know a little bit of what you know about the mind control program, because this is my interpretation, Brother Fried. There is a lot of Christians that I consider my friends and even brothers in Christ that are being used by the enemy reactions, these programs that are promoting, they don't know, but they are more promoting the agenda of the enemy, which is fear, which is despair, than really spreading the hope of the spiritual kingdom of Christ. It is important for people like our listeners to understand how deep you go on your knowledge of these MKAPA programs. So if you want to take us on your thoughts, please give us a little bit of what you know.
It was a little hard to understand the question, but I think where we're going with this is I'm wanting to talk to our brothers that, you know, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And we have to come to before God believing that he is and that he rewards those that seek him. He's a good God, and we have to walk by faith. And this whole thing, it's not about me. It's not about a lot of things that people, like you say, it's not about fear, but it's about faith. And
right,
it says in the Word of God that faith overcomes the world. So by extension, faith overcomes the new world order. So if we allow these things to create fear in us, we're going backwards. But we have to walk by faith. It says in the Word of God, walk by faith, you know. And so these things, by seeing that the Bible is true, you know, the Bible tells us that the God of this world is Satan. So the kind of things that I write are actually the details of what the Word of God already tells us. And so these shouldn't frighten us, but they should make us feel more confident that the Bible is the Word of God that has told us the truth. And now that we see that God has told us the truth, we can have confidence and walk in that faith that he loves us enough that he would tell us, you know, hey, the whole world lies in the hands of the wicked one, you know. And and then, like you were saying, you know, we have these trials, but it tells us that the trial of our faith is more precious than gold. So the brothers out there, instead of being afraid of having problems, should see that God can work through those problems. At first, we don't know why. You know, it was hard for me when I went to prison, because I didn't know what God was going to do at the time, but he brings good out of these things. And so it says in the Word of God in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to those who love him and are called according mm-hmm. to his purpose. You know this verse. I'm sure you do, Jose. And this mm-hmm. is a very precious verse for me because it describes so much of what we face. And that is, when we see the corruption of the world, we see all of their agenda, you know, that they have an agenda of genocide. And there in Portugal, you know, the people are suffering because there's a lot of unemployment. And the unemployment here in the United States is getting worse too, you know. These are trials. But we need mm-hmm. to remember that God is good. And as long as we keep loving him, he will bring good out of our troubles. Because all things work together for good.
Yes, that's true, brother. We have a lot of unemployment here in Europe. But at the same time, we are seeing people returning to the simplicity that once they had. Before the rich times, people were more united. And at the same time, God is using these times to not only to expose the bad guys, the real shadow governments and their agenda, but also it's bringing alive the real good nature of the wits, the good persons that are there, even are on the planet. See, there is a lot of people helping each other here. Families are getting back to be united. When the money has separated them, there were people that lost all the times to the jobs, to their careers, and a lot of divorces, a lot of bad things happening on the cells, on the nuclear cells of human existence, that now with tribes, as you call them, people are becoming more human, you see, more humble. And I guess that's the purpose of God, because those that didn't lose their faith in God, they even in these times we will see good things on this person. Like you said, even in prison, God was able to work with you and through you to now give a much more truthful testimony according to the example of life of Jesus Christ. Now we can see that you speak with experience. With experience, you have a deeper voice, much more grave, but much more real. You see, that's how I feel these things.
Yes, I see in the chat room somebody was asking about ISIS in the Middle East. What
right.
I would say about that is there's a pattern that you will see, Jose, many times over and over, and it's called controlled conflict, right? The elite create a problem. They're on both sides of it. So, like right now with ISIS, where did ISIS first get their weapons from? Well, the United States supplied money and guns and weapons to the Syrian rebels in Syria, right, because they were going against Assad. Well, those weapons and that money went to ISIS. We created the problem, and now the United States wants the bomb. So
mm-hmm.
that's how they work both sides of things. Like if you go to look at World War I, World War II, it can be shown historically that those wars were created by the elite, and the elite worked both sides. They were on both sides of things, making lots of money and socially engineering us. So conflict with ISIS has been created. It's a manufactured crisis, and the United States is still talking about giving more money and weapons to Syrian rebels. And guess where that money and those weapons are going to go? Right to ISIS again. So it's just like, this whole thing has been created, manufactured. That's how
right.
sick these people are.
So making the connection to the mind control programs, we can see this is happening in a large scale, right?
It's happening where?
In a large scale. It's not only to control some person. It's to control the culture, to control the,
right.
the thoughts of the societies. That's what is happening in the world, I guess.
Right. Right, to control the bigger picture, right, yes.
Is this connected also what is happening inside the USA on these riots that are now being promoted in Missouri,
yes.
with the black community?
Yes.
Can you give us your insight?
Yes, some of the people that are in the police are controlled, and some of the rioters are controlled. And so, again, we have a manufactured crisis. And and why would they want a crisis? Because they can take that crisis and that justifies them creating a police state.
Yes. People on chat room are asking if you are aware of these videos that are promoting now the beheading of journalists, American journalists. And people are saying, some listeners are saying that something wrong with this, because it seems like a production, it seems like a fake reality that is being produced to promote fear, to promote despair, to promote the chaos. Can you give us your thoughts on that?
If I understood the question correctly, you were asking about the videos that are showing people being beheaded. And,
yes,
you know,
especially the American journalists.
Right. These kind of things happen and they're tragedies, but because we follow Christ and the teachings of Christ, we want to do things as Christ would do them. And Christ taught us to love and to forgive. If we begin hating, then we will be manipulated by the world. And the world wants us to hate, because once we start hating, then the world can get us fighting each other and killing each other. And that's what we're going to see, is we're going to see people that their hate is going to be triggered. And people are going to become so violent towards each other. It's just like in Palestine and Israel, you know, the Israelis and the Palestinians have so many years of hating that it will be very hard to stop them killing each other. And and Satan enjoys this. He likes to watch people destroy themselves. So this is why it's important for us to walk in faith. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is death. And we have to walk
right.
after the Lord our God and fear him and obey his voice, not obey the voice of Satan in the world. The world wants us to hate. And and so that was the important thing that Christ came, is he came and showed us God's love. And he told us to love our enemies and to do good to those who despitefully use us, and be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. You know, so that's the response we want. I can't emphasize that enough, because the world is going to try to get us fighting each other and killing each other like they are doing in Ferguson here in the United States.
Right. I was going to talk about that in deeper now, and I thank you for saying this, because I would strongly recommend people, especially in the minorities in America, that understand that they will be the first victims if they enter the game of the elite, if they start rioting, if they start becoming despair. Because the feeling that I have, Brother Fritz, and maybe you can confirm this or no, is that the elites are trying despairingly to trying to promote the chaos, but for somehow God has been preventing the chaos. They try to start a world war through Syria to promote the chaos on Middle East. They keep using the fake Israeli government that is a production from Illuminati to continuously promote terror and fear on the Middle East. It's just Israel is Jewish, not the persons, not the people, but the government. And I guess that what has been preventing from the total chaos being installed, it's our prayers, right?
Say again. I'm sorry, Jose. I was struggling to understand that last sentence.
Okay. I was saying that somehow God has preventing all these last years the chaos to be installed at a large scale. And I guess it is because this is a spiritual war and there is a remnant praying
right
for intervention, right? Can you give
right
us your insight on this?
Yeah, I think that you're making a good point that God responds to the prayers of the remnant, and there's people that are praying, and that's influencing things, yes. And also, I think that what God does is the Illuminati, the elite, they make plans, and God allows their plans to fail, and that's like a testimony to them that they are not gods. Because Illuminati
yes
means illuminated to divinity. They think they're little gods, and they aren't gods. And Big God, our God, comes along and shows them that their plans don't always work out. And that's a way of
mm-hmm
giving them a chance to repent and serve the real God of the universe.
Right. You. When we talked about the show, you became interested to talk about the blood of Christ, the power of the blood of Christ against these bloodlines, these satanic worshippers that come from ancient religions. Brother, I guess it's important for people to understand that a testimony like yours that fought this through books, through so much instruments, it's important for people to understand the spiritual aspect that you want to bring, because if there is person that are aware of all the deceptions, you're one of them. But I guess you want to emphasize the spiritual power of the blood and the name of Jesus Christ, right?
Right. You know, we were talking earlier about the victims of the trauma-based mind control, which is called MK Ultra. That was the CIA name for their trauma-based mind control, was MK Ultra. Now they must have another name for it. But one of the things that was powerful in dealing with it was doing deliverance using the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ is very powerful. And I just wanted to share that with the listeners. They may not really understand that not only is the blood of Jesus Christ powerful for our salvation, but it can also be used for deliverance and healing.
Right. Brother, I guess it's time that we do some break here for resting our voice. We will have some music here, one song,
okay.
And then we will address this issue. Another thing that I want your comments, it is about this movement that is happening all around the world against the crimes of the church, the child abuses. There is an international court law being promoted by a brother called Kevin Arnott there in Canada. I would like to hear your comments, your insights about this front line and what you are seeing in the future, if this has legs to walk, if this will give us more details and more faith and encouragement to fight the fake religion, right? The fake religion from the system. So we'll be right back. Please think about this.
Okay.
I will pass you the show, okay? We will
be
back in 6 minutes.
Okay. Thank you.
Amen. Worthy is the Lamb. He is the worthy one. Jesus, our Lord, our Savior. The one that keeps refraining the new world order, the fallen angelic system that tries to destroy all the faith in the Lamb of God. Before I bring our brother again, I want to expand the horizons about this hidden agenda here for our brothers from America that think that things like injustice, like what happened to JFK and Leonard Peltier and even Fritz Springmeier. I want you to know that this year we will have in Brazil the presidential elections, and the actual president, that is a woman, is very well connected to the Illuminati. So well connected that she has chosen to a vice president, a man that is a confessed Mason, and he is also related to real satanic worship, or from a lot of testimonies that know him from this sub-world, underworld. And for you to know, to realize what is happening all around the world with this infiltration from the satanic army, I don't know if you were aware, maybe our guest it is, that on 2 weeks behind, there was a plane crash in São Paulo, one of the biggest city in Brazil, where the other candidate to president, that everyone was saying that was going to him to win, he lost his life. There was a shock on Brazil. And I want you to realize this, that the fight is spiritual. I believe that if this candidate would have a real compromise with God, he would be protected. But he was a Catholic, you see. He was a political. He was not a true worshiper of God. The reason that I am saying this is that because I want to expand your horizons Because what you are facing in America, you'll be facing all around the world with this infiltration. The guy that I talked that is the vice president of Brazil, in fact, that everyone says that he is the real president, he has invited to his counselors, pastors of all kinds of names, from Presbyterians, from Baptists, from Evangelical Pentecostals, which for me it means it's a clear message that Satan is ruling over this systematic worship, financial deception called modern evangelical church. But I will bring Fritz because I want to hear his comments on this. Brother Fritz, could you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You're wanting my comment?
Okay. Yes, yes. I want you to take from here to the point you want us to take.
Well, looking at the chat room, somebody was saying that they wanted to know what I would say to the brothers in Christ if I only had a few minutes to talk to them. You know, what we have in Christ is dear. If you have Christ in your heart, you know how wonderful he is. And it says in the word that the Christians overcame the world by the blood of the Lamb. You know, you had the song going, you know, when we had the song just a minute ago, it was about the Lamb of God, which is Christ. And so the blood of the Lamb is what the Christians use to overcome the world. And they also, it says in Revelations 12, verse 11, that the word of their testimony. So we have to serve Christ. We need to be honorable people. We need to show the world a better way of doing things. And then it said that they love not their lives unto death. So, you know, we have to be willing to not, to love Christ more than our life. Because it says, Christ said that if you try to save your life, you will lose it. And that's what the enemy
right.
does, is he constantly tries to scare us that we're going to lose our life. And because of that, people become afraid and they don't do what's right. But if we're afraid, Christ said that we will lose our life, because that's the way the enemy steals it, is he tries to use fear. But but as this verse in Revelations teaches us, that if we're not afraid of death, and we will have a testimony, a good testimony for Christ, that shows the world that there's a better way to do things than hate and greed and the way that the world's run. So we can
right.
show the world, we can take the higher moral ground, we can overcome the world by showing a better way to do things. And that's so important.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Are you aware of what happening on these new revelations about the child abuse, the worldwide nets of child abuse that are coming now on the spotlight, that is being exposed by Kevin Arnott?
I have heard some of it, you know, and these things are true. Generally, these kind of allegations are true. Whether they will actually be able to do something legally, you know, I can't see the Queen of England or people like that actually going to prison. But it is good for people to have their attention called to these things so that they realize that the world gives us these, they create false images. And so many of the people that the world think are great are just media images. They're just images that are created. It even says that Satan himself can appear as an angel of light. So the worst that there can be, Satan, even he can appear as an angel of light. So certainly many of these other people that aren't as bad as Satan can be dressed up in the media to for they want the world to love them. And I'm glad that people are actually doing something, and good people need to stand up and do things like this. To whether any of these people actually be prosecuted and put in prison, that's a little doubtful because the world protects its own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's important for understand that all the things are tight, because we are hearing now that the Pope, even the Pope, this Pope, is making a time frame for his ministry. Recently he said that maybe God will give him 2 or 3 more years. And what is it? Yes, what seems to me is that they are afraid. They are being stressed up. They are being pressed by all the things that are being revelated. And maybe he's preparing his resignment, I guess. I guess there will be a time where nobody wants to be Pope on that fake church. What is your comment on that?
There's always probably going to be a Catholic church. There's always people that are willing to follow those kind of things, but what is nice is that because I give God the credit for this, is that if people want the truth, it's there now for them. They can see it. They can go online and they can find the truth. And if they love the truth, then they can set themselves free.
Yes. I guess that never was so easy for human people now to free themselves from all the deceptions, from all the false constructions of the demons, of the agents of the demons. I guess there is so much persons now testifying, being free from the other side. They have experienced the other side, and they flee from there to God, remove them from there to come and testify us. That I guess that all that those that remain faithful to the deceptions, to the manipulations of the Bible, to the false gospels, I guess they will have no excuses for that, you see. The Holy Spirit is being spread on a way that we can understand a lie at a distance. We can smell it, because the Holy Spirit is being very active now. It says it is at our disposal. If you really want to stop to be a slave of this world, and when I say a slave, I mean the sin, the worldly things, but especially the religious things. And I call religion everything that replaces the real relationship with the Spirit of Christ, that is individual, that is a mark that God has for each other, has a human being and that has no other clone. So what now is true for me, it may not be true for you yet, but when you get there, you will not have an excuse on your judgment day to say, I was not aware. I don't try here to make followers of my ministry. I try to give people instruments to check by themselves and to make her own decisions. I guess that's what you have tried to do when you wrote the Bloodlines, when you wrote about the mind control program. Looking back for those years and how you now see the things, do you think that the best part for your life is yet to come?
Well, I don't know if the best part is still to come, but I feel very blessed to have written, especially the book, the formula book that exposed the mind control, because that had been an Illuminati secret for thousands of years. I feel very blessed by God that I could participate in the work that he was doing. So I feel very blessed for the life that I've already had. So I'm, you know, whatever comes, and Lord willing, I will accept it and be grateful for what comes. So I don't know if the best years are still to come or not, but for what I have.
My question is connected to the Word of God. God says that he keeps his own children, and even if he made them pass through trials, through dark valleys, when God has a purpose to their children, he will bring his children from this valley, from these regions, from these catacombs, and we will put them as a leadership, as a light, as a candle on a hill. And my brother, I don't know if this is prophetic or no, but I look for your life, and I see, I have been meeting people that have gone through valleys also, and now I am seeing God honoring them. And I see that God didn't forget your sacrifice, you see. I believe that God has a purpose for you, bringing you out from that prison, that will give you much more maturity to your experience with the gospel. And yeah. I will encourage you to wait for directions, because I feel in my spirit, and I have to say this, that you will bring twice the double of courage, of fruit, to the kingdom that you have already produced. And if you would like to explain to us, give us some deeper insight about that formula that you say that you have written about the secret, because I think it's important for people to understand the deep knowledge that you have.
Well, some of the listeners may not be aware of the Illuminati trauma-based mind control. It creates programmed multiple personalities. So it allows someone to have a front personality that is a very nice person, but they can have a deeper part of the mind. They have deeper parts of the mind that are very evil. So what you see is not what you get. You know, it's like Satan appearing as an angel of light. You know, on the surface, you see one thing, but there's other realities. And so this is the type of programming that I wrote about. And people can buy books that I wrote on it at my website, pentrax.com. And there are two big books on this. It's very sophisticated. The mind control uses all the different kinds of mind control techniques that have been discovered in a sophisticated group package. It's like making a recipe with lots of ingredients. So this is what we are dealing with in the world.
Do you have any link on your blog to people to buy your books?
Yes, there's they can buy the books. If they're overseas, just remember that it costs extra money for me to send orders overseas. So you'll have to find out from me how much extra shipping that it's going to cost.
As I told you before when we talk, I will send you some links from Brazilian editors that maybe be interesting to promote your books. I don't know if you know, but William Schneblen has his books on Portuguese. And they are quite accepted on Brazil, in Portugal, in all the Portuguese language nations. Even also the first one was Rebecca Brown, another target from the system. But that she has been so important for a lot of people. People in America don't know the blessings that they have with the example of life like your life, like Rebecca Brown, like William Schneller. People don't understand how deep is the religious spirit in here, especially in those nations that are very, very strongly tied to Catholicism. See, like Brazil, like Argentina, like Portugal, like Italy. We live in a deep sleep, religious sleep here. And when someone like you or Rebecca Brown or William Schneider comes, it's like an atomic bomb, you see. Awakes a lot of spirits here, shakes the foundations of the darkness. So I will encourage you, and I will send you the link later to Skype, to contact these editors to show your work to them. And I hope that God will give you this blessing for to publish your works in Portuguese language. See, because as I told you before, we are almost 400 million people that speak Portuguese people on the planet. Portugal had a big empire like Spain. There is a lot of former colonies like Brazil, like African countries that speak Portuguese and read Portuguese. So, brother, the last issue I would like to hear from you, it's about this ET lie, this ET deception that is being very famous now. Yet I guess that will be the last call to the transhumanism, to the raising conscious, and to deny the Christ, the cross of Christ, to the old humanity. Can you see any connection between this and all the things that you have talked here about the secret society programs? Is this connected to that?
Could you say that question again, because I wasn't sure I understood it?
Okay. I was asking you if people through these mind programs also are being prepared to accept the lies, the big deceptions that are coming through the alien deception, aliens gospel, new age stuff, raising consciousness, but all need to deny the cross and the blood of Christ. Can you give me your thoughts on that?
Oh, about the aliens and the flying saucers and the UFOs. Yes, this is a big issue, and the elite are working really hard on the whole thing of flying saucers and aliens. And if you were to talk to someone in the street and say, would you like some demons to rule the world? They would say no. But if you stopped them and asked them, would you like some enlightened aliens that are 100,000 years more advanced and evolved than us rule the world? They would say yes. So I'm concerned that demons, fallen angels appearing as aliens, will be allowed to run the world because they will pretend to be an advanced race of aliens. So I just would throw that out to people and plant a seed so that if someday aliens arrive and say, we want to help you out, that people will be skeptical about them.
Yes, I would rephrase the question. In your idea, is this all the alien agenda a large mind control program from the elites?
Yeah, a lot of the UFO and alien stuff is mind control. That's very true. I know that from working with the victims of mind control.
Yes, because all of them, especially those that come from the New Age stuff, all of them, they claim to see UFOs. They claim to see alien greys and reptiles. So it is more than coincidence, right?
Yes.
In your concept, is this connected to the ancient mysteries, religions that are being followed by the elites?
Sure. There's a direct connection between the Satan's world, you know, the demons and the mystery religions, and there's a close connection between the mystery religions and the New Age movement, and there's a close connection between aliens and flying saucers and New Age religions. So yeah, it's all connected.
Okay, we have only 8 minutes, brother. I would like to give you 4 minutes to give us what are your next moves, what are your projects, and where people can hear you, can find you on these next days or next months.
Well, right now I'm just writing post articles on Facebook, and the listeners are welcome to come read my articles on Facebook. There's a couple other Facebook sites that have my name, so you have to hunt around to make sure you get the right Facebook page. And Lord willing, maybe I will write some more books, and I will continue doing what I have been doing past, and that's what I have on the agenda. And
you still go to talk live sessions?
Do I still do what?
let me look for the real word, the right word. When people ask you to talk live on gatherings, on assemblies, do you still do that? Like the Prophecy Club?
Oh yeah, I will continue to give talks. Yes.
So if someone contacts you to go to do a live session, you are free to go, right? You accept, you can
sure.
do that. Okay.
Sure.
So Brother Fritz, it was a great program we have. It's a big blessing for us to have guests like you. I hope that in the future you will accept to return anytime you have something new. Anytime you have new material, please let us know. You have our
okay.
contact. I will send you the links. It was a great honor for us to have a warrior like you, a spiritual warrior. I hope that you feel that you are loved by us. And we'll be hoping to read your books in Portuguese also. I hope, I pray to God to open a door. And one of these links that I will send you, you can make contact with them, and you will see more fruits from your sacrifice, okay?
Well, thank you, Jose, for having me on, and I'm glad that I got a chance to meet with all your listeners. Many of them probably do not know me, so this is our first chance to spend time together, and I'm glad that we started to get acquainted. And thank you for having me on the show, and I just pray that God would bless all your listeners, and thank you, and that God would richly continue to bless you too, Jose.
It was our honor, brother, our pleasure to have you, and we will keep in touch with you, okay?
Okay.
God bless you, brother, and thank you. Listeners,
okay.
Brother, thank you once again for your presence. I will leave you with this song. Hope that you feel loved by the King that remembers all our names. God bless you all. See you later. Bye-bye.
Like a forest in